And I know this is, I guess this has sort of become an annual thing, hasn't it, asking the state for this money?
Yes, it has.
And has that amount gone up over the years?
Every year, the Illinois Community College Board gives us our escalation rate. This year, it was 2.2%. And so we escalate the projected costs of the projects by 2.2% to get our new costs.
So what was that figure last year in regards to the McComb facility?
It was just, total cost was just over $16 million.
And now it's more than $16.5 million.
Yep.
And any feel for whether you might get the money this year?
I highly doubt it. We've had a project on for the Canton campus that's been on the list for probably 14 years, and it was quote-unquote funded a couple of years ago, but we have not seen any funding, actual funding, coming through for it. The McComb project to finish out the campus on East Jackson has not even made it to the top 50 list of RAM projects yet.
So what do you do in the meantime? Nothing?
Well, we are making plans. Our new president, Kurt Oldfield, who came in last year, has started a strategic planning process where we're going to do a three-year plan now, and we are looking out as if, okay, if we want to get into the building within 3 or 4 years, what do we need to do in the next couple of years to start making that happen? And so we are starting to make plans as far as what we could do to possibly do it in phases, and then also working with our foundation to look at possibly doing some fundraising also to help out with that.
And I see that a local match would be required in order to receive the state money. Can you spend any of that right now, or do you have to wait until that state money comes in?
You have to wait. Anything you spend right now, or anything we spend right now, is a very good possibility that the state would not recognize that as part of our match. And so we would still have to come up with the roughly $4.2 million that is our match when we finally get them funding from the state.
Okay. And these are, they're called ramp funding, I guess. It's called ramp funding. Can that only go to specific purposes?
Yes, you have to, the RAMP stands for Resource Allocation and Management Plan. It is a process that the Illinois Community College Board has in place for the community colleges to ask for capital dollars from the state. And when you ask for when you put your project on the list, you're basically asking for 75% of the cost to be paid for by the state, and then the college will pay the other 25%.
Okay, and I know a portion of the East Jackson Street building is being used right now. The Outreach Center, is that, do you know, is that receiving quite a bit of use?
It has. Every year it becomes busier and busier. We completed the Outreach Center in 2009, and we are to the point now where almost every day we've got multiple activities going on there. We have the conference center, and then we also have three classrooms and two computer labs that are in use, and people can use any or all of that space. And so there's times when we have three or four groups at one time utilizing different space within the Outreach Center.
Those labs, for example, are those being used for classes? Is any of that being used for, I guess, classroom instruction?
Not traditional transfer classes, but as part of community outreach, we do offer like Excel training or Word training, specialized training where it would be basically one night a week, or else just even on a Saturday or something. Or we also have business training that comes in and would utilize the classroom or the computer lab for specific training that they need.
All right. Anything you want to add about the East Jackson Street facility in McComb?
I don't think so. We would love to be out there, have our complete campus out there with all the work that's going on now on the roadway between East Jackson and Bower Road. We're going to have a new entry off of Jackson. We're going to have a single entry instead of the two that we used to have. And so we're looking forward to that work being completed so people can get to our building a lot easier than they have in the past.
It sounds like everything is pretty much set. It's, you're just waiting on that state money now.
Yeah, that would help us out a great deal. I think we could serve a lot more students and give them a better experience without the parking problems and the space problems that we currently have in our current building.